Now, Paternoster Clum, said Nicolay. And Clum, quod John. And Clum, said Alison. This carpenter said his devotion, and still he sits, and biddeth his prayer, awaiting on the rain, if he it hear. The dead sleep, for weary business, fell on this carpenter, right, as I guess, about curfew time, or little more. For, travailing of his ghost, he groaneth sore, and eft he rooteth, for his head mislay. Down off the ladder stalketh Nicolay, and Alison full softer down she sped. Withouten words more they go to bed, there as the carpenter is wont to lie. There was the revel and the melody, and thus lie Alison and Nicholas in business of mirth and of solace, till that the bell of lords gan to ring, and friars in the chancel gan to sing. This parish clerk, this amorous Absalom, that is for love always so woe begone, upon the Monday was at Ozony with company, him to disport and play, and asked upon case a cloisterer full privily after John the carpenter, and he drew him apart out of the kirk, and said, I know'd. I saw him here not works in Saturday. I trow that he be went for timber. There our abbot has him sent, for he is wont for timber for to go and dwell in at the Grange a day or two, or else he is at his house, certain. Where that he be, I cannot soothly say. This Absalom full jolly was and light, and thought, now is time to wake all night, for sickly I saw him not stirring about his door since day began to spring. So may I thrive, I shall at cockscrow full privily knocking at his window that stands full low upon his bower's wall. To Alison now will I tell an all my love-longing, for yet I shall not miss that at the least way I shall her kiss. Some manner comfort shall I have parfait. My mouth is itched all this long day. That is a sign of kissing at the least. All night, me matter eke, I was at a feast. Therefore, I will go sleep an hour or tway, and all the night then will I wake and play.